Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And in the name of Jesus, we give thanks and praise and honor and all glory. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your sweetness in this meeting today. God, thank you for the presence of your wonderful Son. Lord, thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. And we just ask such an anointing on every person here today, God. Thank you for bringing them in. Thank you again in your tender mercy that continues to reach out to each and every one of us, Lord. Hallelujah, that we say, Lord, I believe. Glory to God. And Lord, may the double portion, may we be a people of the double portion, God, and truly allow the double portion of the love of God to reign upon us today. God, let us be saturated in it. God, let us just glory in that wonderful grace that there is a better thing for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, it doesn't grow old. It only grows more fervent. And it's only by the power of your might that we believe and receive these things, Lord God. Now, as we come to you, Lord, and we're coming boldly today because we have such need. We're a people of great need. We're despised and rejected. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Lord, that we're oddities in this world today, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you that you came to save the lost and the needy and those, Lord, that don't really have anything of this world, God. You're everything. Lord, help us to realize that and to realize the privilege to sing your praises that you and heaven is everything. Thank you again, and we just praise you for your might. We praise you for your power. And most of all, we thank you again for the love of God. And may we rejoice in the Son this morning. May we only give and magnify his name. Anoint us, Lord Jesus, with your Spirit, and it's in your precious name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. If you'd open your Bibles with me, we're going to the book of Ruth today, and we'll begin reading in the second chapter of the book of Ruth. And I hope most are familiar with the story, but if you're not, what a precious sister we have here. She's awesome. And I'll tell you, and God really made her so awesome. That's the only thing that is awesome about us is God. But this young woman, her husband died, and she's a young lady, and her mother-in-law is pretty despondent at this time and pretty sad, and she's lost her husband too, and she has another daughter-in-law who's lost her husband too, so I'll tell you, it's raining. It's raining trial, and this mother-in-law, Naomi, she tells Ruth, she says, "Now, honey, you just go back to your people. You go ahead and go find comfort back where you came from. I appreciate you loved us, you loved the family, but honey, it's going to be better for you to go." And Orpah, the other daughter-in-law, she said, I love you, mother-in-law, and I'm going to take you up on that, and I'm just going to go. But this little Ruth, she clave unto Naomi, it says. She said to Naomi, she said, "Whither thou shalt go, I'm going to go." She said, "Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God." Now, with a heart like that, you know that God has something special in here, and he does. I'm telling you, it is so marvelous. I wish we always had more time, but it is just awesome, and I know you're thinking, my goodness, how do we start in the second chapter of Ruth, and how do we ever get out of it? Well, I pray we never do. But you know, we're going to give this over to the Holy Spirit today, and it'll be good. So, verse 1, chapter 2. "And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech. And his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, let me now go." Listen to all these words. I'm telling you, there's just so much in here. Oh, my goodness. But it says, "Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace." What a statement. "And she said unto her, go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? And this servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Well, I'll tell you, he's favoring her, isn't he? Then she fell on her face. Boy, what a response. And bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why, man, it's good. Have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Wow. See, I told you so. There's some good stuff. But wow, you talk about grace for grace. As Brother John Hill gave so many years ago, that sweet message. And this is another mother load of it, brothers and sisters. She knows this God and this people is hers. This is a bold woman. I love to see people bold in the Lord. I love to see people come in here and they're kind of new to the meeting. And I mean truly on fire for the things of God. And they'll kind of come in and they'll just sit right in the front row. And they sit over here. And somebody said, well, I thought I had that assigned seat. I thought that was mine. And I said, oh, I'll tell you, you got to get up early. If you're going to soar with the eagles, you got to come in and get your seat. But I love it. And sometimes we can get a little ruffled in our feathers, can't we? But it's precious as the word of God comes in and says, praise the Lord. I love to see the boldness of the Lord. Praise God. It's about now. It's about now. And it's about the word of God. And thanks be to God. It's not about how long. It isn't. It's about, is he mighty in you today? It's about now. Are we loving his appearing now? So praise the Lord. She became one of them. And here we have her going on in boldly. You know, she's got great need, doesn't she? See, she's a widow. And Naomi, her mother-in-law and her, they don't have much sustenance. They don't have a whole lot of stuff. And she knows they got to be quick about this. Their husbands are dead. But this sweet sister is quickened of heart to say, I shall find grace in his sight. What about you? You finding grace in his sight today? I pray you know you do. If you're a child of the King today, you find grace in his sight. That's all you'll ever find in his sight. You're not going to find judgment. Let's keep going back to the word of God and understand, he that is born of God doth not commit sin. See, that mercy covered that. That mercy, praise God, that means unmerited favor. It was there. Something should have been done a lot worse to you. Amen? That's why we cry out mercy. Praise the Lord. And mercy came a-running. It's called the blood of the Lamb. And when you said, Jesus, I believe, it covered you. And praise the Lord, that taken care of. Mercy did it all. Hallelujah. Now, praise God, that grace continues on. That mercy continues on. And this grace now wants you to grow up in that unmerited favor. That grace, he wants you just to go out there and praise God. It's all over my field. I want you to have it. I want you to stay right here. And she says, I shall find grace in his sight. And brothers and sisters, what a testimony of exactly, precisely what grace is. Grace is understanding that it's mine. Amen? That's what grace is. It is unmerited. It is undeserved. But that is exactly how the Lord did it. It's the Lamb of God. You didn't deserve a thing, except for one thing, and that was death. Amen. We understand these things. Understand Romans, what God has taken us from and brought us to. And we understand but God. And but God goes on and on and on and on in our lives because of his undying love for us. But how wonderful that she realizes that God simply cannot help but love his children. He just can't help it. That's just who he is. God is love. That's what he is. That's all he is love. Absolute, pure love. And he can't help it. And so in that love, brothers and sisters, there is grace. Grace that's always going to be there. Grace that is always ready. Grace that is always willing. Grace that is always able. As we rejoice in that scripture time and time again, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Grace. Grace. Do you deserve to abound to every good work? No. Do I? No. Have I been unbelieving at least in the last 24 hours? Yes. Have you? Yes. Is whatsoever is not of faith sin? Yes. Is he that is born of God does not commit sin? Yes. Praise the Lord. Don't you love grace? Don't you love the mercy of the Lord? Don't you love the blood of the Lamb? Well, this sister so loved it, she embraced it, and she fully went. And I'm sure there were some that didn't like that. She's just too bold. She's not from around here. She's not one of us. What about the prodigal? His brother? Well, I've got a list of what he needs to do before he can get back in here. And all Dad said is, I need to see one step. Not even a step. All I need to see is a turn, honey. That's all I'm waiting for. Just look to the kingdom. Praise God, and we're there. And oh, how he meets us. And oh, how I've been rejoicing in that. It wasn't, well, you know, you need to come down here and bow down. Shoot, that young man, he was saying, oh, I'm just going to be home. I'll just be a servant. But boy, it's going to be good to be home. He didn't realize what his daddy had for him. This sister didn't really realize what Boaz had for her either, did he? Amen. I got the robe, I got the ring, I got the kiss, and the feast is waiting. Grace. Grace. And let's appreciate it for everybody. Amen? Let's appreciate it for everybody. Because that's what grace is. Grace isn't just for yourself. You're missing it. You're missing the double portion. It's all over the Word of God. Now, brothers and sisters, she realizes this. She rejoices in it. And this grace sets her off. And sets her off on the race course. And very quickly here, it's amazing how quickly, how as Esther and the sweet chamberlain gave her speedily the things that would get her ready. See, we don't have a lot of time. We don't. See, a lot of times we sit there and we think, oh my goodness, and all. Have some kids. You'll see how time just goes, fit, 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 you know. And it is but a vapor. It goes so fast, and we understand these things. But that's why God is so faithful, and he speedily gives you these things. It's never too late. Praise God, today is your day, the day of salvation. Today is your day to be ready. You can't count upon, well, last week I felt pretty good about the things of God. Oh, a couple of years ago, man, did I yield. Praise the Lord whenever you yielded to God. It'll have value. But the one thing that's going to count, do I love his appearing now? Now, the wife hath made herself ready. Not time to get ready, but as the Word of God has been encouraging us, it's time to be ready. It's time to be listening and looking for the appearing of the Lord, and not just looking for it to escape, but thanks be to God to be loving his appearing, to be joined face to face with the one I adore, with the one that I love. Said it many times, brothers, if you ever are thinking about getting married and this woman, she just wants to be with you so badly because she wants to escape her parents, it's probably not a good thing. It's stop, you know. And let me tell you something, the Lord knows that. Yes, there are fringe benefits to being in the first trump. And one of them will be saying goodbye world. But you're not going to say goodbye world. You're just going to say hello, my love. Praise God. We're together. We're home. I'm face to face with the one who adores me. And praise be to God, by this grace that I've, by grace, feasted upon, I adore you. Jesus, I adore your face. I understand what bridegroom means in my heart, maybe not completely in my mind, but the Holy Spirit has taken that love and I know you. I know you because you love me. And that is so wonderful and so mighty. But brothers and sisters, she got on that race course and she got there quickly. And not only did she get on it, she got shot out like a cannon. If you really know this story, it's so mighty and so amazing. See what God can do if you really let him do it. Immediately, he propelled her right into the arms of Boaz, as his beloved wife, as it comes to be. And it wasn't this long thing. It was immediate how God did this, and praise the Lord. See, she did not mess around. She took what was there. There was no hesitation. See, she was even thinking again by grace. As you read this, she goes back, the second chapter, you'll see that she comes back and she's all excited about what Boaz has just said to her about, being in my field and all of these things. But you notice specifically, he says to her here, by my maidens. By my maidens. Well, she doesn't even really interpret all of it so quickly. But remember, even if you be otherwise minded, I'll make that known to you. I'll send that Holy Spirit and you make those things known. And I know there's a lot of wonderful types in this wonderful Ruth. And there's so much to cover here. And I don't mean to talk too fast. I have to slow down. Sometimes I get a little excited and my wife says, honey, we need other people to understand what the Lord might have to say. Praise the Lord. But it was so wonderful as the Lord dealt with my heart about this. I'm excited about Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But she comes back and she tells her mother-in-law, oh, I've met him. I've met the most beautiful one. And he's favored me. He's taking notice of me. It's amazing. God quickened me to go out there. To believe him that he would find grace upon me, and he did. And now, mother-in-law, he wants me to stay by his young men. And the mother-in-law, the Holy Spirit, said, oh, he likes you a little better than that. Them's be the boys. Kind of means children. He wants you by the maidens. In the Greek, it means marriage material. How many times, huh? How many times? Isn't that just incredible? Marriage material. That's what it means. Don't have to make up things in the Word of God. It's just what it is. All right? So, again, Naomi was used to encourage her, oh, honey, just like the prodigal, oh, honey, you're not coming back as a servant. I got the feast waiting for you. Okay. But we're not going to dwell on that part of it today. It's hard not to, isn't it? But I want to be where the Lord wants us. And we're going to be where how she got there. How she got there. It's precious to see and to glory in that man. As Brother Paul. I glory in that man, the man I hope to be, the man that Christ sees me as. But by grace, and that's exactly it, I need to receive what he has for me to grow up into this. And here we have, brothers and sisters, how she won him is right in that sweet eighth verse. Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. What that word fast means, it means to cling. It means, brothers and sisters, to be joined together. Now I'm going to ask you, do you really want to win Christ? Do you really want to win him? Praise the Lord that we're saved. Praise the Lord that we're born again. But do we want to win him? Do we really want to finish? You're going to finish the course. He said he's going to finish it. But are you going to finish with joy? Huh? Different companies meet him different ways in heaven. Let him put it out for you. Those four living ones and those 24 elders are mighty happy I hear nothing but praise and worship in the voice of the priests and kings. But I see an innumerable multitude that I read and I cannot overlook, that when they meet him, and boy, they're happy. Don't get me wrong. They're so happy to see Jesus. But it says he has to wipe the tear from their eye. So yes, it was finished. But it was finished and there was a sorrow. There was a sadness. And let me tell you something. You miss the wedding, you're going to be sad. You are. You're going to be sad. As that brother, and he is a brother in the Lord, what a mighty coach. He said, are you going to get through this life and say, I wish I had? Or are you going to come through this life and say, I'm glad I did? It's going to be one of two ways, isn't it? For a Christian, I'm talking about. Especially for a Christian. I'm glad I did. And I preached the message by God's grace. I'm glad I did. Not that I've apprehended, but let me tell you something. I pray and I press toward that mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, all by grace that I may apprehend. Amen. Because he sees that for us, brothers and sisters. He wants that for us. But he says, abide and glean in no other field, be joined. See, this is the much the more even here as you see that day approaching. Do you see why it's important we come together with bridal material? Marriage material? Oh, really? Yes, really. The Word of God talks about it. The oneness, the unity of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. We need to be in that company. If God allows us to, we need to fellowship with precious, like-minded, heart, faith saints. We know it. The coals that the Lord has given us. He's saying here, let me ravish you. Be content to be favored by the King. Kind of said that earlier. Isn't that just crazy that we have to say that? Be content to be favored by the King. Yep. We do need to be reminded. We do need to be quickened. Because you know what we're quick to do? To not believe. We're quick to unbelief. In flesh, we cannot, in a sense, this flesh is not going to yield. It's not going to obey. But praise the Lord by my Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't we thankful for the life of Christ that has come to live in us? And again, that anointing power, the power of His might, anointing our lives to truly rise up, to receive that power from up on high and to dwell in that wonderful grace of God, which is the all-powerful love that enables us for everything. But you see, brothers and sisters, this is the good fight of faith. See, we fight. A lot of people say, well, we're fighting to possess and we're fighting to do this. No, you're fighting to maintain. You're fighting to maintain. I believe I read in the Word of God, ye are blessed. I have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. I believe I read with you all in Galatians chapter 4, verse 1, that we are now, we have been made Lord of all. Amen? Amen. Come on now. We need to be bold in these things. This is the Word of God. It's not talking about something fantasy or something like that, or, oh my goodness, you shouldn't say that. No, I want to say the Word of God. I want to preach the Word, and I want to believe the Word of God, because when I believe the Word of God, it will work effectually in me. It won't just be the little sign on my wall in my home or a moniker on my desk, which is wonderful. A little fish on my car or all of those different things. I'm thankful for however Christ is preached, but I want it to be real in me. I want to believe the Word of God. I want God, by God's grace, to live and to reign. I'm talking reigning, willing and doing of His good pleasure in my life, brothers and sisters. And the only thing that pleases God is faith. It's impossible to please Him without believing His Son. And here is His Son, the Word of God. This is it. This is what He's given. This is His life. This is the bread. This is the water. This is everything that we need. Take my cup of salvation and drink. And drink it up, brothers and sisters. Be saturated, immersed by His grace. Lord, I pray, let me believe the word of God more fervently. The whole counsel. Let me understand that this is mine, that it is mine. It's all mine. I have been made a son of God. I have been grafted in, praise the Lord. I am now Lord of all because I'm a child of the King. And God help me, I don't want to dwell as a servant because I have this baby faith and I'm just leaving it there. Because I'm being ignorant, I'm being childlike, I'm being selfish, all of these different things. It's self, self, self. God wants us to grow up. This is what this whole message is to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters, we do have it. But brothers and sisters, it takes a lifetime of faith to receive it. It does. See, we get our eyes opened by the grace of God, enlightened to the eyes of our understanding, to understand what the hope of His calling is. But then it's not just seeing it and saying, well, that's great. I see these things. I see that the Lord wants me to grow up. I see that the Lord wants me to win His Son's hand in marriage. Well, that kind of complacency ain't going to get it done. The fervent love of God. You know what I'm saying? You know by God's grace His love. By His grace, He says, you know my love. And it'll grow in you, and there'll be a fervency of it, brothers and sisters. You'll pant after Him. As Brother David said, you'll be delirious for the things of the Word of God. Now, oftentimes I understand there's moments in our life, and sometimes long stretches, we don't feel much. But that's by God's grace, the greatest moments of our life, truly. God help us not to be defeated. And sometimes those stretches may go on for a long time, but we don't live by feeling, we live by faith. See, I live by the word of God. I live by it is written. And it says, even when I believe not, He abides faithful. He's given this message to us, brothers and sisters. And I know that many of us have been here a long time. I know some of us have been here a short time. But I know that God just doesn't throw His seed and scatter it willy-nilly. He's exact and He's precise. And He puts it and He plants it. And He does exactly what He needs to do because He knows the heart. And He's ready there to nurture it. And just like He did for this sweet sister, He took her, He plucked her out. And then she even had the chance to go back, but He gave her the grace and He said, honey, here it is. Here's the mother load for you. It's all yours. Will you go? Will you come boldly? And here she comes in. Now, brothers and sisters, we got to get our eyes open to the fact of that. And I'm telling you, just like Brother Caleb did. See, he didn't mess around. I'm so thankful for a heart like that. The boldness that he came back and all of those others were shaking in their boots and said, oh, there's giants in the land. There's all of these reasons we shouldn't go on. Huh? Church is too far away. I got to drive 20 minutes. That sister or brother, 5 years ago, you can't believe what they did to me. I just can't stand it. I cannot go to that church anymore. You know, I'm going to say something that I believe the Lord wants me to say, and I pray that we have the grace to receive this. But one of the things that the Lord has given me such a sweet praise to Him for about our meeting, somebody had said something trying to be derogatory about it. And that's kind of what the enemy does. Now, brothers and sisters, you know that by God's grace, we preached what God has joined, let no man put asunder. And I'm talking about our marriages that we have and our spouses that we have, naturally speaking. It's marvelous. But you know, even when things go awry in that, He still abides faithful. And I am so thankful to God that, yes, we have had couples that, and have couples that have separated and divorced in this meeting. But I thank God you've received His faithfulness to come faithfully to the meeting. That you haven't been discouraged. I hope that's a sweetness to your heart. Not the separation, don't get me wrong. But that God abides faithful. Amen. It's a beautiful thing. I hope we can see the beauty in the Lord. Because you know what? He took a lot of things that had no beauty at all. I'm talking about you and me, by the way. And oh, he's raised up some beautiful masterpieces. Praise his name. I got to get it going. I'm so sorry. We got to move along. But boldness, brothers and sisters, is what the Lord is looking for. You see, the reason that she stayed and won is in that 10th verse. By abiding in his field. By abiding in his field, she became graceful. She became full of grace. Isn't that wonderful? She fed on what he wanted her to feed upon. And we become more like him and more lowly and more beautiful with a contrite spirit and a broken heart. See, those that might get a little bit proud and saying, well, who is she and what does she have to do here? And, you know, she hasn't been in here long enough. God's looking for the heart that is bold. And if you've never had a bold heart for all these years, get one now. Because Jesus is coming. And this is yours. And he's made you entitled to it. He won that title deed for you. And he's invited you specifically into this. And the Lord so sweetly wooing us into the high calling message of Jesus Christ in his mercy. He sets us right in the harvest of harvests. I'll tell you, as you go back and read this, you'll understand here too. This is the barley harvest. This is the very first one. This is the early harvest. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is having an early harvest, and it could be today. He's coming, and there is a first trump. That's why it says first trump. I'm coming, and those that love my appearing, I'm coming as a thief in the night. And if you're not going to be awake, and you're not going to be sober, and you're not going to be looking for me and loving my appearing, you will miss it. But God can do this in our lives. It's not something to fear. It's something to be thankful. Something to rest in him about. And so what he's telling us here today, brothers and sisters, is don't move. Don't move. Be still and know that I am God. I love you, my darling. Let him speak that to you this morning. Oh, sometimes I know we feel, and sometimes I'm telling you, I've seen them like Queen Vashti, that Esther. See, the thing is the beauty is in that 10th verse as well, too. See, she takes it, and she receives it, but she doesn't get a big head. Amen. She understands its grace, and all of this favor, and all of this mercy that continues to hit her life. Why does it? Because she continues to fall on her face to the ground. And say, why have I found grace in thine eyes? I pray that we always say that. Why have I found grace in his eyes? That thou, oh my goodness, shouldest take knowledge of me. Well, I'm going to tell you something, honeys. I'd love to tell you a little bit more on this. But finally she ends up at his feet, underneath his skirt. And I'm going to tell you, they get married shortly thereafter. She wins him with that. See, he ravished her, and she took it. And then she ravished him, and he took her. And it's an awesome story. And it's going on today. And it's going on for you, if you'll take it. He's going to have a bride. He's going to have a wife. And she is his darling. And he is hers. And she realizes that I am my beloved's. And his desire is toward me. And I'm going to tell you something. When you realize that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he simply wants you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God.
The veil of the temple has been ripped. From top to bottom, whosoever will, let him come and take of the waters of life. The Spirit says come. The bride says come.
Oh, yes.
And whosoever will, let him come and take of the waters of life free.
Oh, yes. Father, we thank you again for the word of life. We're grateful for your love, your compassion, and your passion to us. By grace, help us to receive it. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.